95.7 The Fan presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. I do want to get to C.J. Stroud and what he did. Somebody got me, Tyler and Clint, when I slid over to the old grocery store. And it's a damn shame, man. They're trying to get you to get them 2 liters. I went in there, and I was just going to get a personal size bottle, whatever size that is, regular size bottle of a little Dr. Pepper Zero. And then I went in there and I saw the damn 2 liter was damn near a full dollar cheaper. I said, well, hell, let me go ahead and grab this 2 liter in here. Got me a nice little cherry. I like that little cherry Dr. Pepper Zero. One of the best zero cow drinks on the market, in my opinion.
Okay.
I got it a couple of days ago. Got it Wednesday.
Still in there, huh?
Yeah, but I went to fill up, pour me a little sum for the first time today.
Somebody got you, didn't they?
Oh, that thing was light, Tyler. And it was light. And the reason why I know is I don't put my tops on there that hard and tight.
Did you ask Seth what he's been drinking?
my might come in a little flat. That one there, whoever it is, they put that top on there good. Not to mention it was light. So I hope you enjoyed it. I will say this to that person: go ahead and finish it off for the weekend. Go ahead.
I mean, it's Friday. There's only a couple people in the building.
Who are you talking to? I'm just saying, whoever it is. If you're still in the building, whoever you are, if you listen, go ahead and finish it off. I don't know who did it.
It's all yours, man. We're out of here in 30.
All yours. I said, well, this is a little light. It's a little light compared to where it was the other day. I'm for that sucker. All right, Clint. There's a lot of things that people watch for that game, but nothing is more talked about, viewed, looked at, more conversation than the quarterback C.J. Stroud. And Clint, he has been the talk all day and all night, right? Hell, he was even the topic of conversation even more than the number one pick who threw a pick six for 80 yards at Fernando Mendoza. He was right there as the point of conversation. And he is going to be the conversation with this team because a lot of people feel like his performance is going to be the tipping point if the Texans get to where they need to get to. And not like they have normally thought, in a way in which, Clint, where it's almost like, man, if he just don't screw it up,
yeah,
you know, tipping point. Not like, hey, the tipping point the way that it is for Mahomes or Burrow or Allen. And – Clint, it was just one series. He just played one series because I think they played well enough where D'Amico and company didn't feel like they needed to see more. But he was 4 of 6 for 27 yards. They scored a touchdown on the Woody Marks long run. It included two third down conversions, a third and 11 that he completed, a 12-yard gain to Jarrett Wayne. And then the third and 4 where he got out of the pocket, avoided a little rush, and dumped it off to Foster Moreau for 10 yards, and we watched that, and the offense was successful. It seemed like they ran offense the way that they really would like to draw it up. But your thoughts and what you saw from C.J. Stroud last night?
I thought it was really good, man. A+ for me. It goes beyond just the passes that you mentioned. I think you said he was 4 of 6. I know the incompletions. One was a throwaway at Cade Stover's feet, yeah. And then one was a back shoulder that with a little bit more work, the timing is there, and it's probably a completion. So those are your two incompletions. Your completions, one of them was a check down to Woody Marks. One of them was a first down to Foster Moreau. One of them was a negative play. It was a bootleg throw to Xavier Hutchinson. Then you mentioned the comeback to 89. You know, like it, from a passing perspective, it was really, really good. The comeback is a big boy throw. He makes it look easy. It's a big boy throw. He manipulated the pocket on third down to get the ball to Foster Moreau. I thought the throwaways were really good. I don't know, man. I don't know that C.J. Stroud could have done any more last night in the limited play that he got to prove more. The you know, what I really, really liked about him, I talked about it at 4 o'clock. What I really liked about was the check down that he threw to Woody Marks was one that in the past he would have waited for the long mid-range over route to clear the last defender. He would have held the ball, maybe even made the throw, but he would have took a hit. Maybe even took a sack if the receiver didn't clear the defender quick enough. And instead, he just got through his progression, checked the ball down. Woody got a positive gain, and we huddled back up and ran another play. I mean, that is exactly what Nick Caley needs from C.J. Stroud. Hey, I'm going to dial up a shot here. If it's not there, don't take unnecessary risk. Just check it down and get back in the huddle. We'll call it again later on. And CJ seems to be good with that, seems to be buying into that, taking ownership, whatever phrase you want to use that they're using over at Reliant to describe what CJ needs to do. It looks like he's taking care of business, and last night was a good night for him.
Yeah, I think what we've seen carry on through camp, I think we saw it at the joint practice against the Raiders as well. There's no rush, the nerves or anything. And be honest, man, it's without the exception of really the New England game, CJ has generally seemed to be cool, calm, collected in for the vast majority of the time we've seen him. I mean, the vast majority of the time. It was one of the crazy things that was said about him as a rookie. Like, he's a rookie and he does not seem overwhelmed. He has not seemed anything close like that. And he seems very comfortable in the offense and comfortable in what he's doing. Now, you watched it last night, and yes, they could have been just being very vanilla themselves. But, you know, you wonder how much he's going to love these bootleg, yeah. Hey, man, just drop it, or these check downs, you know, how long that is going to be something that he can roll with. Yeah. But he looks very comfortable in what he's doing.
Looks very comfortable in what he's doing. Can you trust him to throw the ball away when there's nothing there? Can you trust him to get out of the huddle quick enough to – not trust is not the right word, but can he get to a point where you get out of the huddle soon enough, quick enough, to where double A-gap pressure doesn't take you by surprise? You move Woody Marks up there, he checks it, and then he slides out and picks up a corner blitz. Everybody's operating, sure, with a sense of urgency, but there's plenty of time. Everybody's cool, calm, collected. So all the things that this system, this offense is going to ask C.J. Stroud to do, he did those things well last night. Again, can I trust you to call a shot and check it down if we don't get the look that we wanted? Can I trust you on a bootleg when nothing's there to not take a hit, not get hurt, not put the ball in harm's way, just throw it away, right? Can obviously – you know, there was some late rotation on the comeback throw to Jarrett Wayne. There was some late rotation. He read it beautifully, and the throw was a dime. You know, can you execute with that frame of mind and not take the additional risk, the additional hits, get pressured, get sacked? Can you do that? And it looks like that's my big question for CJ. It's not a talent thing. It's not a rattled thing. It's just a are you okay with running this offense and this is who you are for a season at least? If he can do that, I expect more really good things out of CJ.
Yeah, I see people testing it. We know who they were going against. We understand that, and they can only go against who they can go against, because if he's going out there and throwing some picks or throwing some balls into the ground to open receivers, yeah, people will have some issues, right? Not caring who he was going up against. We're not going over the top. This doesn't mean we feel like, hey, man, oh boy, here he goes, rookie season CJ. But no, I think for what you wanted to see first time out, I think it was an A+.
Well, it's. I mean, Ron. In my opinion, this goes back. Remember, we watched. Who was it? Arizona, Carolina, the first preseason game when Carson Beck had a good game, and what's Buddy's name from A&M?
And then
ended up at Georgia Tech quarterback that was at A&M, and then East Texas
Haynes King.
You know, Haynes King, I think, put up more yards and actually threw a touchdown or ran a touchdown to win the game. Right. So if you just look at the box score, you go, man, Haynes King had a great game. If you watch that game, there was one quarterback that sure, was scrappy and put up some numbers and did some good things and was clutch, but there was another quarterback that looked mature beyond his years. There was another quarterback that looked like he had complete control of what was going on, that his team nor him ever panicked and were never in this whole survival mode. He was in control the whole time. Carson Beck looked like a pro. When I take that approach and I look at last night with C.J. Stroud, C.J. Stroud looked like he was in complete control of every single snap, even when the play wasn't there, even when it wasn't the ideal look, even when the protection wasn't perfect. He looked like a seasoned veteran, which you'd hope he would. He looked like a pro, and that's what you want to get out of your preseason games. How often this year can C.J. Stroud stay in that mode and just be cool with being comfortable, just cool, calm, collected, and not try to do too much? That's a positive sign.
Yeah, and that's what they're looking for and hunting for.
No doubt.